Hello and welcome to Crusade Radio. My name is Michael Lassiter, and we're talking about miracles today. I've got a guest with me, Donald Turner.
Hello.
We've got a testimony that he's going to share about one of the first times that he experienced hearing God, and so we'd like to hear more about that.
Well, way back in the very beginning of my wife's and I are walking Christ, just to set it up a little bit, before God called us, we were both drug abusers and pretty much did everything the world does, you know. And when God had called us into His grace, you know, we immediately started putting away the things of the world, you know, drug abuse and all the other things that go along with it. And not very long into it, I was getting ready for work one day. I worked a night shift at a sawmill at the time, and I was in the bathroom getting ready, you know, just to go in, and I hear this voice, and it said, she's doing something she's not supposed to. Now, at first, I didn't know exactly what it was, and because we were brand new to Christianity, and I hadn't expected to hear from God just speaking to me, so I didn't know exactly what was going on. Kind of looked out into the hallway, and because it was a man's voice, and I know I was the only male there at the time. It was just my wife was in the living room, and I was getting ready for work again, like I said. And so I looked out into the hallway, and I'm like, kind of went into the other room looking around. I was like, well, that's odd, you know. I know I heard a voice, but I wasn't quite sure what was going on. So I went back into the bathroom, you know, started getting ready again. And the voice repeated itself. But it was different this time. Because when he said she's doing something she's not supposed to, God impressed on me in the spirit, you know, that I knew exactly what he was talking about. I knew whose voice it was then. There was no mistaking that. And it was about drugs. I see, God had called my wife before me. And I remember when she first started talking to me about Christianity, I thought, she's crazy. You know, I don't want any part of this. But it got the wheels turning in my mind, and I started thinking about it. And I said, you know, what if there really is a God out there, and one day I'm going to be facing Him, you know. And the things that she started telling me and reading the Bible, you know, it started making sense. It started clicking. So I thought, well, you know, I feel God calling me, and I want to do His will. You know, I don't want to just go on wasting my time and living my life the way I have been. I want to put away these things, the drugs and everything else. And see, we had quit at the same time, and we were, like I said, we were brand new Christians. We weren't far into it, and I didn't know that she had gotten back into doing some drugs again. But when he said that, I knew exactly what he meant. That's what he was talking about. She was trying to get back into that old way of life again. So I went into the living room where she was, and she was in. And they're watching TV, and yeah, I just confronted her about it. I said, "You're doing drugs again, aren't you?" And she denied it at first. You know, oh no, I'm not doing that. And later on, she said, "You know, I confronted her again with it. I told her what God said, and she said later on it was just this look about me that was something she'd never seen before. You know, it was like the presence of God, basically." You know, it's like she's like, I'm not gonna lie about it anymore. You know, I can't deny it. You know, God has revealed this, you know, and I praise God for that, because you know, He cared enough to show us that, you know, she was in error, and you know, God knew that she wanted to serve Him. And sometimes it's just hard to let go of old things. And, you know, we had been on drugs for years and years, and I knew how she was when she was under the influence, but I really didn't know that she had, because, you know, I work a night shift, and I was gone a lot, working a lot of overtime, and, you know, it was something special that, you know, God took the time to just, you know, in a voice, you know, just tell me, hey, you know, this is what's going on, so.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. It's, you can't really argue when God shows up like that and you hear his voice. I mean, there's just no mistaking, you know, when he just makes it that clear. You know, it's a great testimony to know that God, you know, he still gets involved. You know, if people are willing to listen, you know, if they're willing to follow, you know, what he'll tell them when they do hear his voice.
Well, I mean, yeah, that was the last time that we, you know, went down that road with drugs. I mean, I had already stopped, but, I mean, that was the last time she ever did anything like that again. So it was like, again, it was just amazing, you know. Kind of, it just blew me away because, you know, you think when you come to the Lord, you know, and you repent from your sins, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, now I'm a Christian. And,
right.
And you know, I didn't expect interaction like that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what to expect because it was so new to me.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of thing that changes you. I mean, something like drugs that hooks people, they can't get rid of them. If there's something real where God just shows up, you know, that's the type of thing that just makes people just, you know, spontaneously change from the person that they were. You know, it's not just something that they've read or something that they've heard from someone else, but it is something that they've experienced.
Amen.
And, you know, any testimony that we have like that, I mean, that's just something that builds faith with the people of God.
Yeah, you know, you read the Word and you see, you know, the first book I ever read in the Bible all the way through was the book of Revelation. And, you know, you see God speaking to his people and everything. And as you read the Word, you see that through all that, that, you know, that's one of his ways of communicating and getting through to people. But you think, well, these people were special, you know, and they're in the Bible. They're,
right, yeah.
You know, God loved them more or something. But, you know, it's the same thing today. I mean, God,
he doesn't change.
Has his ways, you know.
That's true. So. Well, thank you for sharing. I want to thank all the listeners. You guys stay tuned for more from Crusade Radio.